This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Professor, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Doing all right this morning. Big day at the Supreme Court. And before we get to the actual ruling, the big one everyone's talking about is this one that deals with injunctions from district judges. And my question before we get to the ruling was, how did this decision get to the Supreme Court?
Well, this is the President Trump, when during his first term and, of course, again, during his second term, has issued a flurry of executive orders. And many of them are immediately challenged in court on the constitutionality of that executive order. Some of the challenges are somewhat iffy. Some of the challenges are pretty clear. And so these go to separate district courts. And then the district court has to decide, do we let Trump's executive order action go forward while the court hearing's going on? Or do we believe there is a likely constitutional violation, and if there is, the court will issue an injunction stopping the order until the court proceeds through its adjudication.
And after this decision Friday, how is that different?
Well, what's different is many of these district courts were issuing what are called national or universal injunctions, meaning that it applies not just to the district in which that court sits, but it applies to the whole country. The Supreme Court in the case decided that's too much authority that the district court is exercising. And an opinion written by Amy Coney Barrett, joined by all the other conservative members of the court, they said district courts do not have that equitable remedy that they can apply across the country.
So now if it's challenged at a district, it just holds for that district?
Sort of. What the court did, and this is in Amy Coney Barrett's majority opinion, it said, well, there is another avenue that individuals that are suing to stop Trump's actions or any president's actions, they can go through what's called a Rule 23 class action lawsuit. And they say, okay, well, we'll certify a whole class of people that either are harmed or could be harmed by this action. Once that class is certified, then we adjudicate the case. Now, that's a much more cumbersome, much more takes a lot of time, takes a lot of court hearings because there's a two-step process. And so my expectation is many of the executive orders that Trump has put forth that have been on national hold, he's now going to push forward. And then the court has to see whether they will certify a class action to challenge it or not.
So, you know, on Friday, you saw this as the birthright citizenship decision, but it actually wasn't a decision on that particular case.
No, actually, the court explicitly said, we're not actually deciding that issue. We're going to first decide this universal injunction issue and whether district courts have that power, which means in October, most likely, the court's going to re-pick up the birthright citizenship issue before in a regular merit hearing case.
So in the meantime, the president can't push that through. That is still on hold until October.
Well, it's this is also odd. It's on a 30-day hold, which now the court could always come back and say, no, we're going to extend that hold until we hear the case in full come fall. But they don't have to. So wait 30 days and call me back and I'll tell you what's going to happen.
Oh, I will. I will. On this nationwide injunctions, you know, I saw a chart where, you know, every president has had injunctions against their executive orders. Has a case like this ever been brought to the Supreme Court before?
Not that I know of. That, you know, I should say that the running the country through executive order is relatively new. As you mentioned, both presidents of both parties have been using it quite frequently over basically in the 21st century. But prior to the 21st century, executive orders were relatively rare, and they were used for very, very minor things, just usually to correct the wording in a minor regulation, not major significant things like President Trump has been using and some of the previous presidents before him.
So we'll really get to see this in action the next time the president puts an executive order out there. Is that when we'll see this this ruling in action?
You know, litigants respond quickly. The Friday when this ruling came out, by Friday evening, the individuals challenging the Birthright Citizen action had already filed for a class action certification of the case. So we go back to the courts. Now, that doesn't mean that those class actions are going to be certified. And in many cases, I would expect they're not. It's relatively difficult to get a class action certified and go through the process. So it also puts a lot of burden on the litigants, right? Though it costs a lot of money to do this, especially to create a class action. Not all litigants have that resources. So it means if it's not challenged as a class action, then it would go forward. And partly in sort of a more general sense, this is the court saying we're not going to stop the president and what they want to do right away. It doesn't mean that what the president is doing is eventually going to be found constitutional, but it does mean during the process that we're adjudicating, what the president is trying to do is going to go forward.
Now, this might sound like a crazy question, but let's look at the birthright citizenship. And let's say eventually it does pass the way the president. Well, maybe that's my first question. Do you think in the next 4 years, the president will get the birthright citizenship the way he wants it?
No, I think the Constitution, the direct explicit language of the Constitution, especially the 14th Amendment Citizenship Clause, is pretty clear. If you're born within the United States, irrespective of the status of your parents, irrespective of how you got here, you're a citizen of the United States. I would be very surprised, even with the very conservative majority on the Supreme Court, that they go along with President Trump's argument directly on the birthright citizenship case.
In October, how quickly in October do you think this decision will come up?
Oh, I think they'll schedule it quite early. Now that means oral arguments are having. That doesn't mean the opinion could come out very early. As you know, oral arguments, you know, can begin in October. Sometimes oral arguments and the written opinion doesn't come out until June. I would expect in this case, though, it would come out relatively early, let's say November or December. But it's always a guessing game when the court's opinions are going to come out.
Isn't it funny? Anytime I talk about the Supreme Court, I go, there was a Boston Legal episode back in the day where Denny Crane and Alan Shore had to do a case in front of the Supreme Court. And it's always the image in my head when we talk Supreme Court.
Yes, no, and I think of the same thing.
Let's go to the parental rights decision. This was another 6-3 decision from parents saying they can opt out of a school system's lessons when it contains themes about LGBTQ+. Thoughts on this decision? And this sounds very familiar to a decision we've heard before.
Right. This continues the pattern that the court started approximately a decade ago. With the Hobby Lobby case of carving out exceptions to government actions and government requirements for religious purposes. And this is another example of that. My family is filled with teachers. So I've asked teachers, what do you think about this? And whether they agree that whether they should be opting out or not, they said this could cause chaos in schools because not everybody has the same opt out that they want to opt out from. Like in this case, parents are opting out from, I believe, elementary school books that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Highlight LGBTQ issues, right? But not all parents. What if there's a parent that says, no, that's okay with me, but I want to opt out of reproductive rights, or I want to opt out of, you name the issue. Think of the school. Does that mean the school has to provide different lessons for every separate opt-out that goes on within that grade? And that becomes very complicated. What does the school have to provide to the students that opt out? Right. And, you know, if there's one teacher in the classroom, how do they teach three or four separate lessons? So, you know, with many Supreme Court cases, the devil's in the details. What happens now going forward is if this becomes popular and if we see parents at a significant level opting out within public school for religious reasons, how do schools respond to that? And what is a constitutionally approvable way to respond? You know, can they just sit the kids that opt out in a study hall, or do they have to provide different educational opportunities for those students? And that gets complicated.
The other big one was the voting rights. The Supreme Court punted the case about Louisiana's congressional maps. I feel like when we're talking decisions, there's always something about congressional maps in one state around the country.
Well, and here's the problem that the court has not figured out how to solve, and they don't know what to do with this. The court has pretty clearly said that if you are designing your district maps to benefit a particular racial group or another, you know, especially a racial minority group, that's unconstitutional. That violates the 14th Amendment, and you can't do that. But the problem is the court has also said if you're designing your district maps to benefit a political party or a political group, that is okay, right? That's fine. That's a good rule, except many times racial ethnic groups go along with political parties. Like, for example, African-Americans, vast majority vote for Democrats, and it's becoming increasingly more that Caucasians generally vote for Republicans. So if the court sees that it's a racial bias, it's not constitutional. If it's it's a political bias, it is. And then how do you tell the difference? You know, it's if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, but it could be either way. And so the court has really struggled with these cases of when political lines match up almost exactly with racial lines. How do we know it's not racial animus, and how do we know it's motivated by political motivations? And the court has struggled. This is another example. Until the court figures out that issue, they're just going to see these cases come up more and more and more.
You know, and the congressional districts just look more and more absurd when you look throughout the country.
Right. And that's also right. The court in the 1960s basically said, you can't make these ridiculous looking districts that don't really represent the population well. And, you know, there has to be what they call compactness and uniformity. Well, we've gotten so good with computers and that, you know, we can draw the district lines literally perfectly around houses. And so it's become very technically scientific how you draw district lines to determine the vote. As we know, going forward, there's 435 voting members of the House of Representatives that come up for election every 2 years. less than 35 are competitive, right? And that's because of the way the district lines are drawn. Well, that's not really democratic. And the court has struggled mightily with that. Largely, they've let states do it, at least if it's on political motivation. The problem it runs in is when political motivation lines up nearly perfectly with racial motivation. How do we know the difference?
After the decisions, we get the dissents, and we had a solo dissent from Ketanji Brown Jackson, to which Amy Comey Barrett responded to. Is that the first time we've seen something like that at the Supreme Court?
Oh no, we've seen certainly two justices going back and forth against each other. I mean, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Antonin Scalia, very good friends with each other, constantly did this. They were on different political sides of the spectrum. That's not uncommon. It's interesting to me, all these cases that were decided 6-3 with the six conservatives together, the assignment of who writes that case is then decided by the Chief Justice, who's in the conservative six. He assigned the most important case this session, which I think is universal jurisdiction injunctions case. He assigned it to Amy Coney Barrett. And that's interesting to me because Amy Coney Barrett this year, especially after last June's cases, was attacked by conservatives. Oh, she's not conservative enough. Oh, and is this an attempt by the Chief Justice to buttress up Amy Coney Barrett and say, no, she is a true conservative, which I think she is. And that's sort of the inside game politics of the Supreme Court. Who writes the opinion? How do they write it?
You know, we were also hearing that possibly we would hear of a resignation on this final day. We have a lookout for that as long as Trump is president. Do you have judges in mind that might step down so they don't get replaced by possibly the other side?
The pattern, of course, is if it's a liberal justice, they're only going to resign when there's a Democratic president. If there's a conservative justice, it's only resigning when there's a Republican president. So I'm only going to look at the six conservative members. Sam Alito is one of the more senior members of the conservative wing. There's not any indication he's hired his clerks for next year. He appears to really enjoy doing his job. The other one is Clarence Thomas. He's been on the court the longest, of course, but he's less than 4 years away from breaking the record of longest justice on the Supreme Court. And he's got two justices. There's actually a few more to catch. It's William Douglas that he wants to catch. But there's John Paul Stevens, who served on the court when he was on the court, a more liberal member of the court, and the former Chief Justice William Rehnquist, who Thomas, although both conservative, never really got along with. And I think knowing Clarence Thomas, he would really like to be the longest serving justice. Other members of the court, I would be very surprised if they stepped down. I guess the next possible member might be the current Chief Justice, but he's also given no indication that he wants to step down. You know, as Ruth Bader Ginsburg find out, they're taking a very significant risk. There is a not great, but not insignificant possibility that the Democrats could take over the Senate in 2 years. At come the 2026 election, if they don't resign this year, and certainly don't resign by next summer, you know, you could lose the opportunity to get a very conservative justice through a changed democratically controlled Senate. And so just like Ruth Bader Ginsburg gets criticism, and I think rightly so, by liberals for waiting too long, this could happen again to the conservatives.
Professor, I think I've asked you this question before, but if I have, I apologize for asking it again. You know, the last three presidential cycles, right? We had President Trump for a term. He lost to Joe Biden in 2020. Now, Joe Biden didn't run in 24, but that party, the incumbent party, lost. Are we going to see the two-term presidency less rare because of how divided we are and how quickly it seems people turn on the incumbent president?
Well, I think you're right. I think, you know, I'm asked all the time, the country is so split. It's so politically dysfunctional. Are we going to see the country come back together? And I just tell people, all polling shows that we are moving farther apart instead of more together. And when that happens, especially in a two-party system, which is kind of determined by our Constitution, it's just sort of a natural reaction of our Constitution, you're going to see a relatively even number of people on the left, a relatively even number of people on the right. And so people will always remember slights more than they remember benefits. So when Trump is a president, it riles up the Democrats and they're motivated to get out and vote. When a Democrat, whether it's Biden or Obama, is president, it riles up the Republicans and they're more motivated to vote. And so the seesawing effect, I don't expect to end anytime soon.
All right. Well, Professor Peter Iacobucci, always great catching up with you. We appreciate you making time for us this morning.
Sure. Thank you very much. I hope everybody enjoys the beautiful weather.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.